Well, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, let's read it together. What does it say? In everything, do what? Give thanks for what? This is the will of God concerning your neighbor, concerning your husband or your wife, concerning your kid. No, it says concerning who? You. So we know this is the will of God, that in everything, that means what? Continually to me, in everything. Everything means what? Everything. So that means all day, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we're to do what? Give thanks. Give thanks unto Him. The New Living says, be thankful in all circumstances. The Weymouth New Testament says, in every circumstance of life, be thankful. Every circumstance. When we're on the top and when we're down pushing through. We're to give thanks in every circumstance of life. You know, I believe this. Some of us are a praise away from victory. Some of us just need to open our mouths and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you that you're working on my behalf. Thank you that the power of God is working. I believe we're a praise away from victory. I believe this. Sometimes we just too quick to talk about our circumstance instead of doing what? Exalting Him, lifting Him up and giving Him thanks. Hallelujah. We're not thanking God for the problem. We're not thanking God for the sickness. We're not thanking God for the lack of finances. We're doing what? We're thanking Him. He's not the author of it. Hallelujah. So as we begin to thank God, we begin to thank our way out of it. Right out of that situation. 1 Corinthians 15, let's turn over there. We looked at these, well, let's look at them again. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. It says, but thanks, what? Be who? To who? Unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The New Living says He gives us victory over sin and death. The Amplified, who gives us the victory, making us conquerors. Glory to God, the Passion Translation, giving us the victory as conquerors. Now let's look at, jump over to 2 Corinthians 2. Verse 14. It says what? Now thanks to who? Be unto God, which does what? Always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. So you can see here from these two verses, these two scripture verses, chapter 1 Corinthians 15:57, it says, thanks be unto God that does what? Gives us the victory through Christ Jesus. And 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God that always causes us to triumph. So you can see here, our thanksgiving here is tied to what? Victory and triumph. So boy, that ought to give us a clue or a key right there. That as we begin to thank Him, as we begin to lift up our thanks, it leads us what? Into victory and triumph over that circumstance. So sometimes we need to, when that thing catches us, hits us, we ought to begin to just lift up our hands and thank God. Amen. Your flesh and your mind might be having a hard time, but you're going to have to make a choice. This is a choice. I will what? Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. I've got to choose to bless the Lord. I've got to choose to do what? Thank Him. Thank Him what? Thank Him in advance. Now let's take a look. I want to look at this briefly. I got a few things to look at this morning. Let's take a look at Romans chapter 4. Look at Abraham. He did what? He gave glory to God. Before he saw, God did what? In verse 17, he said, he called him the Father. In verse 17, he said, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed God, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and he did what? Calleth those things that what? Be not as though they were. But look what happened in verse 20 and 21. It says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, doing what? Giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Giving glory to God. And then what happened in verse 21? And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. So we can see here, and I want to take a moment. You can turn over to Luke 17. We can see that thanksgiving is giving glory to God. Our thanksgiving is giving glory to God. So let's take a look at Luke 17. And this is the story of the 10 lepers. And we can see here that as they went, they were cleansed, they were healed. But let's take a look at here in this account, Luke 17, starting in verse 11. And we'll see how giving thanks to God is giving him glory. Starting in verse 11, it said, came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Or you could say, have compassion upon us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, see, now this is so good. He said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. Now, let's just stop here a moment. If you go back and look at the Old Testament, for anybody to go show themselves to the priest, they had to have been cleansed. They had to have been healed. Why would you go to the priests? Because they had to inspect. They had to look at you and determine that you were what? Cleansed. So when he said, go show yourselves to the priests, as far as Jesus was concerned, then he said here, as it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. Think about that. Jesus said, go show yourself to the priests. He said to them, basically, you're healed. Go to the priests. Have them check you out. You're healed. Just on his word, they went. But they weren't cleansed in the natural. They couldn't have been, because it said, as they went. So they still had leprosy as they went. And he said, go show yourselves to the priests. It's no different today when we pick up this word and it says, by his stripes ye were healed. No different. As far as he's concerned, you're healed. Thank God we don't have to go show ourselves to the priests. We're not under the old covenant. But as it said here, as they went, they what? They were cleansed. How many were cleansed? 10. And it said in verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, because, think about it, he wasn't in the natural when Jesus said, leave my presence and go to the priests. So they had to go by what? They had to go by faith. So he said, when he saw that he was healed, he did what? He turned back. And with what? A loud voice, he did what? He glorified God. This ought to give us some insight right here. And then what happened? And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. So you can see here, giving him thanks glorified God. Giving God thanks glorifies him. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. So this ought to give us some insight here on what pleases God. When he does something for us, boy, you ought to be quick to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for doing this. Not just to him, but you give him the credit when something good happens in your life. You don't say, oh, it was me. You know, I was so smart. I work so hard. You better give him credit. And give him the due glory that's due him. We don't want to be like those other 9 that didn't give him glory. Right? And give him thanks. So thanksgiving, in essence, is acknowledging your help. In other words, thank you, Lord. I thank you for helping me. Thank you for doing this for me. It's acknowledging your need for his help when you give him thanks and that he did something. And also by saying thank you, you know, if I did something for you and you just left the room and didn't say thank you, it might say something. But here, what the leper was saying, in essence, was saying thank you for doing this. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for healing me. Right? You're acknowledging that God did it. Now let's take a look. Let's go over to 2 Chronicles here. I want to take a look at this story about Hezekiah. And let's take a look at this story because this has some significance when we talk about 2 Chronicles chapter 32. About humbling ourselves and expressing gratitude. Being thankful is being grateful for help. And it's expressing that gratitude. The 2 Chronicles and 32 and verse 24. And actually, you know, you could look at, I believe it's Isaiah. We won't look at that, but well, we may, but because this was the prophet that came to him, Isaiah. But if you look at, I think it's Isaiah 38, it talks about this whole situation here. Check it. Yeah, Isaiah 38. That's a reference to that. But it says here in verse 24 of 2 Chronicles, it said, in those days, Hezekiah was what? Sick to the death and prayed unto the Lord, and he spake unto him and gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him. Now you see, when sometimes we don't talk like that, rendered unto again, but it just means to give back or to give in return, to render. You're giving something back in return. You're saying thank you for something that was done for you. You render back something, and that's what this is saying. Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him. For his what? his heart was lifted up. Therefore, there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah did what? Humbled himself. What does the scripture say? It says, God gives what? Grace to the humble, but he does what with the prideful? He resists. So we don't want to be prideful and get resisted. We want to be humble and thank God, right? So this says here that he humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and who else? The inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the what? The wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of what? Hezekiah. Hallelujah. So the point was, and of course, you know, you can read Isaiah 38, which talks about how Isaiah came to him and shared with him, get your house in order because you're going to die. Now, we don't need to read that. It's just pointing out that Hezekiah was prideful and didn't go back and say thank you. He did not render back thanks for what had been done to him or for him. Some of the other translations, the Amplified says, Hezekiah did not make return to the Lord according to the benefit done to him, for his heart became proud. The Living Bible says, Hezekiah didn't respond with true thanksgiving and praise, for he had become proud. And the Contemporary English Version says, Hezekiah was so proud that he refused to thank the Lord for everything he had done for him. So we need to be thinking about that, that when things are going well, things are happening, we're quick to render unto God what? Glory due unto him and thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us. Hallelujah. In everything, glory to God. And you can look in that same chapter of verse 32. You can see here that Hezekiah became blessed. Look at verse 29. It says, moreover, he provided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance. For who? God had given him substance very much. So God's not against having stuff. It's when your heart gets lifted up in pride that he has a problem with that. That you don't go back and render back to him, thank you. Thank you, Lord. So we sing these songs, the goodness of God. You've been so good to me. Every day of my life, you've been so good. And goodness follows me all the days of my life. And since it does, we need to say thank you. We need to say thank you unto him. Now let's take a quick look at Psalm 107. A familiar scripture passage, starting in verse 20. You know, you ever think about that? You can't thank God at the same time you're dwelling on your problem. You're going to do one or the other. You can't thank God and thank him for the answer and dwell on the problem. Verse 20 of Psalm 107, he sent his word. See, sometimes we just start at verse 21, back up to verse 20. See, it says he sent his what? His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh! That men would praise the Lord for His what? His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. See, this is rendering back to Him thanksgiving. Thank you that you sent your word and healed me. Thank you that you've delivered me. Thank you that you've freed my mind. Thank you that I don't have to be depressed and down anymore. Thank you that I've been delivered from the power of darkness. Thank you that I'm cleansed by the blood of Jesus. You know, you could just praise God all day long. Oh, that men would do what? Praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare what? His works. We're to declare His works, declare His goodness with what? Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So giving thanks to God is doing what? Giving Him glory. It's giving Him glory. Hallelujah. Now, let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 5. Let's look over in the New Testament here. Something that's key. Or we could say this is a key. Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 18. But just like we saw, I believe we can experience a greater measure of God's glory through giving thanks and our thanksgiving. And let's take a look here at the scripture, Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 18. Let's look at, start back at 16. It says, redeeming the time, because what? The days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. How? How are you being filled with the Spirit? Here's the answer right here, verse 19 and 20. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. When we talk about speaking to ourselves in psalms, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns. And what? Spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to who? To the Lord. Verse 20, giving thanks. This is a key to His glory, greater measure of His glory, giving thanks. Always for all things unto God and unto the and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Amplified, it says, at all times and for everything, give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Glory to God. In the Living Bible, it goes on to say, always give thanks for everything to God and our Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So how do we maintain? In other words, if we want to see a greater measure of His glory, because we saw that in Acts 16, we'll read it again. But Acts 16, they saw a measure of the glory of God as they raised praises in what? In prison. It shook the very prison, opened the prison doors. So in order to see this greater measure, we're going to have to maintain a what? A Spirit-filled life. How do we maintain a Spirit-filled life? Speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our hearts to the Lord. What? Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. you know, one of the things is you find that as you purpose to do this, you know, somebody may here can help me with this, but you know, if you do something, maybe somebody can help me with this, but how many days is it you do something and it becomes a habit? Is it 10 days, 12 days, 20 days? I don't know. 21 days. Okay. So somewhere more than a few days, right? It's going to take you a few days to do something for it to now become what? A habit. So if you start praising him, I'll guarantee you, you start to do this in your life, you meditating and thinking on the problem, the more you give him thanks, he becomes exalted, he becomes bigger than your problem. So you need to start thanking God and make it a habit, not just every now and then. What does it say? From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord shall be what? Praised. I'll tell you. So this is something to think about. This is when we practice this, then when the pressures of life come, they're not going to catch us off guard. When we begin and make this a habit and a lifestyle where we just thank God, praise God for this, praise God you're working in this, that when something hits, what's going to come out? Praise and thanksgiving. Praise and thanksgiving is going to be more apt to come out than, oh God, what are we going to do? It's true. Because it's become what? A habit, a lifestyle. Your mind is automatically changed. It's thinking upon him. We're meditating on the scripture. We're meditating on the psalms and hymns and offering up spiritual songs. Hallelujah. I know for me personally, God has been nudging me to pray more in the Spirit. Even though I pray a lot in the Spirit, he's saying, no, I want you to pray more in the Spirit. Obviously, there's something he knows that I don't know. Yeah, I know the scripture when it says, you build yourself up. That's part of it. That's key. But also, the more you pray in the Spirit, you begin to pray out things in your own life. Pray for things. You become more aware and sensitive to him as you pray more in the Spirit. And that's part of it. And also, even just praying more in the Spirit, you're more apt to just say, pray in tongues and sing in tongues. You're more apt to give thanks. Amen. Praise God. Now let's look at Acts 16 again. I quoted it, but let's take a look here. Acts 16. In verse 23. This is Paul and Silas. They had gotten beat. Verse 23, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging who? The jailer to keep them safely. Verse 24, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, moaning could be heard from the inner cell. No, it said Paul and Silas prayed and did what? Sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. What caused that? Praise and thanksgiving. Praise and thanksgiving caused the power of God to move. Hallelujah. That's why I say, I believe, I really do believe this, that as we praise God, it's going to change some things in our lives. As we change, if we do more thanksgiving, more praise, it will change some things. It'll correct some things. I believe some of us were just a praise away from victory. I believe this in my heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we can see here, you know, one of the things that sometimes I go back and I look at this particular book that we have in the bookstore. Dr. Brim sells it through their ministry, called The Authority of the Believer by John McMillan. But he made this one statement that Satan knows the effects of thanksgiving and praise. He knows that. Where is the fight always? In the mind. And he made this one statement. He said, Satan's constant aim, I'm just quoting from him this paragraph, Satan's constant aim is the subjugation, which just means to bring under control of someone. It's the subjugation of the human will to himself. God's purpose is the full liberation of the will that the freed spirit through glad, he's using some old English words here, through glad acquiescence in the divine will may glorify his creator. So God's purpose is, he did what? He came that we might have life and life more abundantly. He freed us so that we could do what? Give him thanks. Give him glory. That's why he redeemed us, so that we would do what? Love him. Not be going to, what are you doing for me? What's in it for me? No, he freed me from darkness. He put eternal life. He put himself in me. And because of that, I love you. And I thank you. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. But Satan has come. He's what? He's the thief. He's come to do what? Control you. To cause you to be bound up. So that you do what? You submit yourself to him. No, but we're freed from him. We're freed now to do what? Give God glory. To give him thanks. And when we do, see what he does. See what he does on our behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's go back over. I want to just look at this scripture again. Let's go over to Psalm 34. And let's look at this again. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. And you could say, in all things, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. At all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. Didn't the prisoners hear Paul and Silas? They heard them. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us do what? Exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. And he did what? He delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that do what? Fear him. You could say reverence him. And does what? Delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that does what? Trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is what? No want to them that fear him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now turn quickly over to Hebrews 13. Let's look at verse 15. It's another scripture that comes to mind here. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Says what? By him, therefore, oh boy, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to who? To God, how often? Continually. That is what? The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're to offer up thanksgiving, the fruit of our lips. You know, God is all about our heart, isn't he? That's what pleases him. What comes out of our heart. That the abundance of our heart would offer up thanksgiving and praise. Right in the smack dab, right in the middle of, as they say, a big fat mess. And we stop and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're so good. You're working in my behalf. You're working right now. I mean, just think about it. Let's go back and just reflect. What happened? What did the 10 lepers do? They came and they cried out for mercy. Oh, God, heal us. And he stopped and said, go show yourself to the priest. When they said, have mercy on us, Jesus didn't say, come back another day. They called upon his mercy and his compassion. That's just what we just got done reading over here in Psalm 34. It said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and did what? Saved him out of all his troubles. He saved him. He healed him. But they hadn't seen the manifestation of it yet, so they had to go by faith. Now, you just think about it for a moment. To me, them leaving to go see the priest is just like the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. She went out in that society where she shouldn't have been and could have gotten a lot of trouble and even stoned to death for being out because she was unclean. But she took a risk and said, I'm going. He's going to heal me. If I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. Well, Jesus did the same thing. He said, go show yourself unto the priest. They could have looked at one another and said, why are we doing that? How are we doing that? We're still lepers. But they took off in faith. Hallelujah. And as they went, they were healed. So I'm telling you, when he says, he'll supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you. Thank you that you will. Thank you that you're doing it. Thank you that you're giving me wisdom and knowledge how to do that. Thank you that my bank accounts are full. I just love you, Lord. When your body's racked with pain, thank you, Lord, that the healing power is working in me and effecting a healing and a cure in me. Jesus took my and bore my pains and carried my sicknesses. And by his stripes, I have been healed. Hallelujah. And giving thanks to him. Giving thanks. Hallelujah. Giving him praise and thanks for his goodness and mercy to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving him thanks. Let's take a moment. I'm finished, but let's take a moment and give him thanks. Take a moment and